In March of this year, attorney Stephen Pidgeon, Pastor Sharam Hadian, and Pastor Ken Hutcherson sat down with David Medor and talked about the Washington State Initiative and referendum process. This discussion focused mainly around I-1192 and R-74, where both bills addressed what marriage is. I-1192 failed to get the required signatures to be put on this November's ballot, but R-74 did. To gain insight on what R-74 is all about and to learn the mechanics of how a bill gets to the voters, take a few minutes to listen to their roundtable discussion.
Let me ask you, right now we have an initiative and a referendum circulating in our state in order to respond to what the legislature has just done, which is to redefine marriage. No longer is it between one man, one woman, the way it's been since the beginning of time. Can you explain the difference between that initiative and that referendum? Why do we have two?
Sure. Yeah, the initiative I-1192, I was the sponsor of that. I drafted that initiative, and the initiative actually changed the language of the Defense of Marriage Act to read, which used to read, marriage is between a male and a female, to read that marriage is between one man and one woman. And it goes on to further say that the following marriages are prohibited: any marriage by persons other than one man and one woman, where it used to say a male and a female. Now, the main reason I did that is because I'm a Bible scholar, and I found out that, in fact, when you read the passage from which the act was originally drafted, which is Genesis 2:24, also found in Matthew 19:4-6, it's that God created them male and female. He created them in his own image. Therefore, a man should leave his mother and father and cleave unto his wife.
No.
Right? But that's not what's there. But when they looked at that, they said, well, we can't put marriages prohibited between one man and his wife. That's not right. So let's use male and female. Well, God created them male and female does not create the bond of wedlock. A man leaving his mother and father and cleaving unto his woman is what creates wedlock. And when we looked at the underlying Hebrew and Greek text, we found out the word wife doesn't appear in Scripture. It is woman. The Hebrew is isha, the Greek is dufe. A man should leave his mother and father and cleave unto his woman. Okay? Now, there's nothing ambiguous about the Scripture. And the two should be one flesh. Nothing. There's nothing ambiguous there. It's very clear to see what's going on. So when I saw that, I wanted to repair the statute. Well, you can imagine if I just ran this initiative blind, we're going along here in life, and there's no same-sex marriage bill. And Stephen Pidgeon shows up and says, hey, I've got a scriptural insight that says this should read one man, one woman instead of male and female. How many signatures am I going to get? Well, fortunately, the Lord blessed us with the state legislature coming in and saying, we're going to change that bill altogether and say marriage can be between two persons. And the standard has become two consenting adults for the time being. Now, you know that the way this whole movement has gone, that everything they've done has been for the time being. Right? The Domestic Partnership Act was supposed to give them everything but marriage. Case closed, we're going home. Those very same people that demanded that Domestic Partnership Act and were willing to give death threats and bully and intimidate and have uncomfortable conversations and spend millions of dollars supporting it are now calling that bill segregation, Jim Crow law, unequal, biased, bigoted, etc. The very same people, 3 years later. Because they want their domestic partnerships consecrated. Okay? They want them consecrated. Well, do you know that that's the end of the road? The answer is no, you don't. You don't know that's the end of the road. And so if the standard now is no longer the biblical standard that says marriage is one man and one woman, that the two should be one flesh, now it's, well, the legislature said it's this year. Next year, we might change that. It might be three persons, three consenting adults. The year after that, three adults, no consenting. The year after that, three persons. Don't have to be adults. Who's to say? And who's to say it has to be persons? Three anything. You know, this is the problem. All of a sudden, you have this shifting sand. Now, there's something that's statistically important to know. The Domestic Partnership Act, when it was enacted 3 years ago, there's been exactly 0.25% of Washington's population that has taken advantage of that act. California, where they had same-sex marriage available, okay, 0.09%. That is less than 0.1% of the population took advantage of it. Homosexual marriage in Canada, it's been legal for 8 years. 10,000 couples took advantage of that in a population of 30 million. Guess what? That's 0.006%. So if they don't even rise to 0.1% of the population. Yet in Canada, 100% of the churches were censored. And in this country, that's going to be the exact same thing, to accommodate supposedly a demand that doesn't really exist. Okay? Because what you have to remember about same-sex marriage is they'll tell you they've got all the lines. Oh, it's about marriage equality. Oh, it's not right to deny us the right to see a loved one, blah, blah, blah. They have all the legal rights that every other human being does in the state. All of them.
So there's two questions I have for you. First of all, we got the initiative, which is initiative means that it's authored by the people, not the legislature.
That's right. We're going to make new law.
And the referendum, which is...
The referendum is defense. We're going to stop the law they just passed. Now, the referendum says reject same-sex marriage that was just passed, reject same-sex marriage, reject the preservation of domestic partnerships for seniors, and reject the limited amount of religious freedom they're supposedly enshrining for religious organizations. Okay,
for clergy.
For
so,
clergy.
And the R-74, that's a green petition if people see it, and the white one is the initiative.
And we're telling people
sign both of them
sign
to get it on
both.
The ballot.
That's
all that
exactly
is
right.
That doesn't change the law. All that does is put it on the November ballot. Is that correct?
That's right.
The correct way of saying that is that the referendum stops the law. And if we don't get enough signatures for the referendum, which the law goes into effect June 6th, same-sex marriages start June 7th. Okay? So we must have the referendum to stop that from happening so the people can vote on it. The initiative comes around. We get enough signatures. We make new law. In November.
Okay. Thank you for that, spelling that out.
And David, remember, just for your listeners, that, again, the initiative process requires a higher signature threshold. Referendum is going to probably require about 150. The initiative about 150,000. Mm-hmm. The initiative about 300,000, because the initiative puts that two-year window. Remember that two-year statutory window where if the legislature comes back and tries it again next year.
They can undo it.
They would have to have a two-thirds majority to undo it.
See, they can't do it if
the
initiative passes.
With the referendum, they could just undo it with a simple majority again. The initiative would put that higher threshold that would make it harder for them to undo it for at least 2 years. What we want to encourage people, not just to sign them. There's two things. One is to sign them, but remember that in order to sign them, you have to be a registered voter. So we want to make sure
in the state of Washington.
In the state of Washington. So we want to make sure that people are registered first, then sign. And then once you sign, they have to remember that their job is not over yet, because then they actually have to vote in November.
Absolutely.
So just don't think that you've signed it. My job is done now. It's on the ballot. You got to actually still get your ballot in November.
General election.
And they still got to get it, and they still have to vote. And it's very important. They're going to vote to reject the R-71 one. Does that make sense? So they have to vote kind of
R-74.
R-74.
This has been a production of CUV.com.